Have you ever wondered why we call French fries French fries? Or why something is the greatest thing since sliced bread? There are answers to those questions. Everything Everywhere Daily is a podcast for curious people who want to learn more about the world around them. Every day, you'll learn something new about things you never knew you didn't know. Subjects include history, science, geography, mathematics, and culture. If you're a curious person and want to learn more about the world you live in, just subscribe to Everything Everywhere Daily wherever you cast your pod.
I'm so excited to tell you about a great, very funny podcast called Midnight Burger. Midnight Burger is an audio drama about the adventures of a time-traveling, dimension-spanning diner. Look, people recommend podcasts to me all the time. And sincerely, by far, the one I've been hearing people recommend to me the most lately is Midnight Burger. And now, I'm going to recommend it to you. How does that feel? Shoes on the other foot, isn't it? But let me give you some context. When Gloria takes a waitressing job in a diner outside of Phoenix, what she doesn't realize is she's now an employee of Midnight Burger, and every day, Midnight Burger appears somewhere new in the cosmos along with its staff, a galactic drifter, a rogue theoretical physicist, a sentient old-timey radio, and some guy named Casper. No one knows who built Midnight Burger or how it works, but when it appears, there's always someone around who could really use a cup of coffee. Look, if you enjoy podcasts set in fantastical eating establishments, and I assume you do, I hope you do, you're going to love Midnight Burger. You can find and listen to Midnight Burger anywhere you listen to podcasts, or just go to weopenat6.com. Go, listen, subscribe, Midnight Burger.
If you're looking for a podcast adventure, check out Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, a podcast where improvisers and comedians who've never role-played before journey into the world of Dungeons & Dragons. It's like Lord of the Rings, if everyone was an idiot. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons has been featured on the official Dungeons & Dragons podcast, ranked number 2 of all fiction podcasts in America, and has been downloaded more than 19 million times. Dumb Dumbs and Dragons, the podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But that can't stop us from breaking free of our usual habitat, wandering into your neck of the Earth woods, and terrorizing you in person. That's right, the first two of our live shows are later this week. July 18th in Somerville, Massachusetts, and July 20th in New York City. And then, just as the rest of the country breathes a sigh of relief, in August we appear in D.C. and Philadelphia. And before anyone can recover, we'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Richmond, Virginia in September. And October will be quiet, provided you all behave. Links for tickets and info in the show notes. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 10 years and several months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded as we travel back to Hog's Face. Although I have to confess, do we really mess up? A couple weeks ago we said, and now we're leaving for Hog's Face, and we took a couple weeks off. Huh. And if, I have to be honest, we're still in the same tavern, the Dumb Pig.
Yeah, we said that, you're sure?
Okay, I was going to say I said that, maybe. Look, is this our opportunity to just blame this all on Usador? I guess Usador said,
we're going to Hog's Face. We're going to Hog's Face.
That does sound like him. Let's say it's him.
Yeah, we'll say it's him. Although, to be honest, I am excited about going back to Hog's Face. Let's pinky promise. Although, wait, no, I lost my pinky. I do have the other pinky. Let's pinky promise that we're going to start going to Hog's Face.
Tomorrow's salad, we leave for Hog's Face. Pinky promise.
Exactly. Okay. Yes. How are you doing, bud?
Doing pretty good. If I could get my pinky back, thank you so much.
Sorry. I just forgot that we were connected in that way.
I know. We're family, basically.
More or less.
What happened to your pinky?
Well, you know, Chun, so many things have happened to us in the last 10 years. I feel like a few years back, you gave me a special pinky ring that we use for pinky clinkies, and it slowly cut my pinky off. And then, of course, as often happens, my pinky started talking in its own weird voice. And I think, and I could be wrong, Genlevia the Red has my sentient pinky in a jar.
Huh. Okay.
I think that's it.
I'm sorry, I guess, if I gave you the ring that did all that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, that's life. Yeah. A lot of life happens.
Yeah, I've had gifts go nuts, too. Somebody once gave me a wooden stein, and the handle broke after a couple years. I got some socks one time from my now-dead aunt that shrunk after a few washes. So, yeah, I think all gifts, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's just... The natural deterioration of
the natural deterioration. Yes, thank you, thank you.
Okay, well, I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usidor the Blue.
Are you doing the show in there?
Usidor, what?
Hang on, I'm coming.
What is going on with Usidor lately?
I have no idea.
I have been sitting on a horse for almost 2 weeks.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, you are bow-legged.
Oh, no, it's one of those things where you're like, I'm in the car, and we're like, we're waiting for him to tell
us it's time to go. I've been waiting
for you. Oh, sorry, Usidor.
I thought you were going to follow me immediately.
Do you need to go to the bathroom, or?
No, I went.
Won't follow up with any questions on that?
Usidor, why don't we do the thing? Why don't we do the podcast, and then when it's done, like literally at the end, we'll like run out of the tavern, hop on your horse. Wait, do we just have the one horse?
No, there are two other horses there. You can tell the ones that are your horses because I have not defecated upon them.
Oh, good. Well, that's very thoughtful. So, Usidor, you've had so many horses over the years, as have we all. Mm-hmm. I know all our horses are somewhere. But what horse are you currently riding?
Silver Lightning.
Silver Lightning?
Yes. And, of course, Chunt, you'll be taking Bronze Lightning.
Okay. Ooh. And wasn't Silver Lightning formed when a horse got struck by lightning?
That's right.
So he's just sort of a horse that got hit by lightning.
He's a horse that got hit by lightning, but he's okay. he doesn't like it when it rains, obviously.
Sure. Whereas me, I'm only happy when it rains.
Yeah,
that's right.
But I'm garbage, so
you are garbage. And Ani, you shall be astride
Gold Lightning,
Puddle.
Hmm. Okay.
Silver Lightning, Bronze Lightning, and Puddle.
So Silver Lightning was hit by lightning. Was Bronze Lightning hit by lightning?
Arnie, Bronze Lightning was hit by bronze.
Yes, come on.
It fell into a vat of bronze.
Oh.
And Puddle, Puddle's the horse with all that clown makeup on, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Usidor, you gotta stop buying remaindered horses.
I'm sorry. Times are tough, and you have to do what you have to do. But soon we shall set forth on a quest to find a mystical weapon back in our hometown of Hogsface. And that weapon shall help us defeat the wizards. And if it isn't true, then my name isn't Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas, known to the elves as Fianyalik, known to the dwarves as Zonenhug Sengjis, and I am known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar, and I shall ride Silver Lightning.
Oh, great. Guys, do you see that gnome over there? On the end of the tavern, like, putting up flyers, it looks like?
Oh, yes. One of the few non-pig patrons here in the tavern. Pardon me, friend. Would you join us for a drink?
That was an extremely loud wizard speech.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not really used to the whole wizard speech aesthetic, but I feel like I was impressed by it. Usually they go on for like 5 to 10 minutes, and you really edited it down to a point where I really appreciated it.
Oh, worry not, for I can talk. for minutes on end.
No.
And if I am allowed to...
Editing's important. Hello, hi, my name's Aggie Thistlefield. I'm putting up flyers for my familiar action rescue team.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of us?
You're putting up posters for fart?
Yeah. Well, no one forgets a fart.
Oh, that's true.
That's very true.
Especially a loud one.
Well, yes, I'm not familiar with the familiar action rescue team. Aggie, please join us at the table and tell us more.
Yeah, please sit. Do you want anything to drink, by the way?
I think, do they have tea at this tavern? I'm not sure.
Certainly, we can get you, but everything is served in a trough. Are you okay with a trough of tea?
I love being hydrated. That's good for me.
A trough it is. I shall be right back. Does anyone else need a drink?
Ooh, I'll take a pearls before wine.
Pearls before wine. Arnie?
Give him a second to think of a drink.
Pig something. I'll have pearls before wine as well. I was thinking, you know, doesn't it suck when you're like, that's what I was thinking, and then someone else orders it,
and then you're
like, duh, I don't want to order this.
And then that person's like, oh, you're just copying me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be right back.
Sure.
Sounds like I ordered a tiny hot tub.
I know. The drink sizes are very strange here. But Aggie, so nice to meet you. My name is Arnie. I'm from another world.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I'm Chunt. I'm a badger. A little less exciting, but very nice to meet you. Still enthused to meet you.
I appreciate any adorable small creature. Yes.
Aw, thank you.
And Aggie, you're a gnome? I sometimes misclassify
southern.
People. A southern gnome.
Gnome, yes. I've been away for a long time. I've been trying to build up my rescue for familiars. I don't know if you know about the plight of familiars. Would you like to hear about it?
Oh, absolutely.
So as you know, wizards summon familiars. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's through contracts. Sometimes some wizards don't offer contracts to these familiars and they just become servants.
Oh.
In which case it's unwilling. It's unwilling.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes familiars might be a little too willing and then murder their wizard.
Oh,
jeez.
And those familiars also still need a home. And so we offer them a place to stay until they can find another willing wizard, which they hopefully won't murder.
Oh, yeah. I've been many a different type of animal. I know it doesn't look like because I'm just a badger, but I've had some friends who were familiars for a wizard or a witch. But then they become overly familiars, which is where they kind of feel like they really know the wizard. They feel like they are best friends and everything. And then the wizard or witch is kind of like, okay, you need to go. Like, this is getting weird, you know?
Yeah, so. we actually have a whole program for parasocial relationships with familiars.
Oh, yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Are there kind of familiar called just like the vaguely familiar where they're not? They're like, I think I was summoned by one of you, right? I'm not sure. We summoned at some point in the past, right?
Yeah, partial familiars, maybe familiars with benefits.
Oh, okay. I hate to be this. I am who I am, though, so I have to ask this question. Familiars with benefits, is there a kind of romantic angle to that?
We try to discourage that. That's
sure.
That's frowned upon in the rescue community. It's very discouraged, yes.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. The power structure between a magic user and a familiar is probably
absolutely. No, we do. We frown upon that, and we keep our familiars away from those wizards.
here are your troughs for each of you.
Oh, my trough!
Yeah.
Yes, enjoy. Tea full of trough.
Clinkies.
I'm far too weak to lift this.
That's fine.
I didn't know that was an option.
It's more like, I guess it's more like clunkies, because these are wooden troughs here.
Big. Aggie, I did overhear a bit of what you were saying, and it sounds like you're doing some wonderful work helping these familiars find a new home.
And do you have a familiar?
Oh, no. I'm not... I've had familiars in the past, but, you know, you wake up one night and they're standing over you with an obsidian dagger, and you go, maybe this isn't for me.
There is the adoption option. I'm just saying we have many available familiars. We could go take a look. There's a few. So many of them are so friendly, and some of them are so violent.
Yes, I know. And I feel bad that I'm not doing my part, potentially. But, you know, I just have a lot going on in my life right now. I'm trying to find a weapon that will help us defeat all the evil wizards who have gone rogue on us.
Yeah. Who isn't?
Seems to be a pattern.
Can you imagine that the three of us had a little animal? Just a little animal sidekick that
we could
boss around, huh?
That's you.
Yeah. Nobody bosses me around, though.
Shut up.
Okay.
Well, but Chunt, would you like a little friend that you could boss around?
Ooh, I'm listening.
Maybe smaller than you?
Yeah, that sounds... I notice you have a little sort of rolling cart next to you. Is that chock-a-block full of animals?
I have a few with me, yes. I also have a few at my sanctuary along the road. Pets are 5 gold if you'd like to pet familiars. If you'd like to pet the larger familiars, it's 20 gold. And if you lose an arm, it's not our fault.
Okay. Arnie, you always say that bringing animals on Carson makes for good TV. Do you think that's true for our podcast as well?
Oh, does Carson also save familiars?
Carson, Aggie, I think Carson's like an earth... Wizard
There's this wonderful talk show hosted by Carson Daly, and I don't need to go into it.
Oh, they sound wonderful. I hope that they have lots of familiars.
Aggie, can I ask? And I'm so sorry. I have a vague understanding, or I've heard of before, or I wish there was a good word for this. Familiars, but like, I don't really know. Like, what's the difference between a familiar and a pet?
That is an excellent question. Familiars are actually sentient. I mean, if we want to get into the nature of consciousness, we could talk about that for a while. But as a mere gnome, I've only thought about consciousness a bit. Being a druid, I talk to animals as well. But some animals have base emotions, and they're very strong. Whereas familiars have, you know, an ability to talk, as we do.
Sure.
So they can communicate more complicated emotions, more complicated conversations, whereas animals are a little bit more black and white.
Yes, Arnie, imagine a shark swimming through the ocean. The shark doesn't think. The shark doesn't think about itself or have consciousness. It just devours. It just continues to eat and eat and eat. And then think about Chunt.
Hello.
Chunt likes to move around and think and think and think. But he doesn't just eat and eat and eat. He also is like, what's going on with me? How do I feel today? Am I upset?
But now I am super hungry.
Familiars can be more complicated and a problem, like a roommate versus having a pet.
Oh, I see.
Aggie, you know your stuff.
An obnoxious roommate. Sometimes an okay roommate, but I'm not... It depends on the familiar. Sometimes they wash their dishes, sometimes they don't.
Aggie, have you ever had a familiar of your own?
I consider all of my adopted familiars my own. I may have a bad time setting boundaries with how many familiars I should be taking under my wing. And now I have many, and I'm trying to pawn them off on adventurers as you.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Arnie, I noticed a spider on their head as well. I didn't know if that was a familiar, if I should kill it, or...
I would just leave it there just in case. Oh, guess not.
You saw it. Good job. Okay.
Well, let's take a quick break, and as soon as we're back... I'll tell you about some of the tales, long-winded as I can, about the times that I've had familiars. Oh, how these tales shall go on and on. But even now, we must take a break. As soon as I stop talking, the break shall begin. That's true. As soon as this sentence is over, we shall cut to a commercial.
Chunt, if is only he so afraid I of breaks? Stop.
I don't know. Have we figured out slow fade yet?
So about 140 years ago, I did have, that was the last time I had a familiar, and it didn't work out so well. As I mentioned, as I alluded to before, I woke up one night, and this familiar was holding an obsidian blade, one of the very few ways you can kill a wizard, of course, with an obsidian blade, a dagger, and was about to kill me. And of course, this familiar was an 800-pound gorilla.
What?
Yes?
Oh, Were you nice to this familiar? Did you treat them with respect and kindness?
I was incredibly respectful. I was incredibly nice. And,
Usador, to be fair, you already are talking about its weight, right? Like, the first thing you said
was true.
Well,
now,
hang on. Now, what
true.
Yeah, he always calls me a Northeastia 5. What the hell?
I only bring it up because traditionally, familiars are like a cat or a frog or an owl, something a little bit on the smaller side. A gorilla, a large, powerful gorilla, is an unusual familiar.
Sure.
But we met one day while I was walking through Gorilla Forest, and I ran into Mr. Tonks. And Mr. Tonks. Yes, and Mr. Tonks, he was a very intelligent gorilla. We had a wonderful conversation. And I said, what are you doing for the rest of your life? And Mr. Tonks became my familiar completely consensually. And then one day, after a few years together, 3 or 4 years, he said, I miss the forest. Could I have a few days off? And I was right in the middle of a big quest, getting ready to go out on this huge quest, like very important. Was going to slay three dragons who are terrorizing a valley. And I was like, "What? I really need you here right now, Mr. Tonks." And that night, woke up, Mr. Tonks had a blade over my head, and I immediately summarily let him go.
Well, most familiars aren't trained in the blade. Are you sure this wasn't just another wizard in a costume pretending to be a familiar?
Ooh, good call.
Oh, the long con.
I don't think so, because it often reached in under its neck and kind of scratched at its flesh neck underneath
the
edge of its fur.
I think that maybe one of your rival... We don't see... Gorillas are extremely intelligent and usually sentient by themselves, and as a familiar are very difficult to have as a familiar. I think maybe one of your rival wizards was maybe dressed up as a gorilla and tried to kill you.
I don't think so, because I could see his green robes sticking out from beneath his fur.
Classic gorilla.
And he kind of talked like this, and I was like, he sounded a lot like my friend Spintax the Green. Yeah.
Spintax, Mr. Tonks, Spintonks.
Yeah, familiars don't usually murder in this way. And if you're right, treating them with respect, it does take a bit of a riling up, so to speak, to get them to that point. So I believe that maybe this was just a rival wizard.
It never occurred to me before.
I'm so sorry. This happens a lot, actually. Wizards are so fickle, and they love dressing up in weird little animal costumes, and it just really, it's a problem in the familiar community. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. I guess the clue that should have tipped me off is when it ripped off its mask as it left, and it put back on its giant green pointy hat and said, "Fuck you, you said, and then flew off on a broom.
Classic gorilla.
So this happened for years, I'm just trying to... And next time I see Spintax, who, we're at war with, so it probably will not be the first thing I bring up, but I'm very curious to find out, was it just a ploy to get closer to you for a while, or did it start as a prank, and then for years he's like, how do I pay this off?
I mean, you're asking the wrong guy. I thought he was a gorilla the whole time. I should have known better. In retrospect, it makes perfect sense.
I do have a question. Do you think he was happier as a gorilla?
Oh,
that's an excellent question.
I sometimes think that maybe being a wizard, being an adventurer is hard, and being a gorilla could be freeing.
Being a wizard is hard, but what you have to understand, Aggie, is that the goddesses demanded that there be a hero, someone who would step forth, and they summoned me forth into this world so that I could defeat evil in all its forms. And I said, yay, I shall take on this duty.
I'm so sorry, Aggie.
Oh, no, keep going. This is great. It's like a puppet show.
Usador's sort of like a politician, and if you get anywhere close to certain topics, he just wants to, he'll just go and start, talking about how he was summoned.
Although it's fascinating.
Aggie, I have a question for you about familiars.
Yes.
I guess I always imagine... I don't want to be Usador about this, but what's the biggest familiar that a person can have? Like, should they generally be smaller than you, or could you have, like, a whale familiar or a dragon familiar?
Oh, I was just going to say, no, believe it or not, whales, dolphin, they're very common. They're very smart. Uh-huh. Obviously not so much for us land-faring folks. For sure. Us land folks, large eagles, they can carry us gnomes around. Like,
oh, sure.
Caw-caw, like, they just grab us and just drag us places. Like, the eagles will show up. They'll take us away. This is great.
The public eagles transportation. Will show up. Even if you think, like, these eagles are never going to get back together.
No,
until
they just
hell
up.
Freezes over.
Yeah.
They'll show up. Yeah. I mean, they won't talk to each other, but they'll show up.
I think one of the most problematic ones is probably crabs. Crabs are not nice. They're very grabby. They're not soft. They're sharp.
Yeah.
No one likes that. No one likes that.
You had a little crab for a while, and every time you would, you'd be over a cauldron sort of making a concoction, and you'd be like, wand, and the crab would grab the wand, just snap it in half.
We've had a big problem with wizards taking familiars and then getting stuck in the wilderness and eating them, and that's all.
Oh.
That's just not
been
a big problem, so we've been working on that.
Well, I'm fortunate that I've never had to stoop to eating one of my familiars, but I do, as Chun said, often ask them a scalpel, just ask me to send hand me a thing. Wand, potion. Like, mostly I just need people to hand things to me. So I don't even think I really need a familiar as much as I need, like,
Well, I think you'd do great with a crab.
Well, but as you heard, snapped the wand right in half. Just snapped right through it. And that was no good. So I think what I need is, like,
A bench? Closer to your workspace?
A bench. Ooh. I need a bench. I need a bench I can put stuff on. But then you forget to put something there, and you're right in the middle of the spell, and you don't want to, like, walk over to the big cabinet or into the pit of despair where you keep a lot of your stuff. It's just difficult.
I'll say it again. Being a wizard must be very hard.
It's very hard. Thank you, Aggie. Thank you,
very
Aggie.
Hard. Must be
sometimes,
very hard.
Sometimes, you know what happens? Your friends all decide to go on an adventure, and then you go sit on a horse for 2 fucking weeks.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, tell me more about that. Let's unpack that.
Oh, that was it. A couple weeks ago, these guys right here were all gung-ho to go on an adventure. And then I got on the horse, and I've just been sitting on the horse. It rained a lot.
You think your friends don't value you?
Oh, no. They look up to me. They think I'm their hero, right?
I don't like.
Yeah, the guy who shit on the horse. That's my guy.
I mean, look. Let's be clear. I think the problem is Usador is a little codependent.
So what it sounds like.
What do you mean?
We don't need to spend all of our time together. I love you, buddy. We're on quests together all the time. But if you run out the door, I'm not always going to just follow you everywhere all the time.
You're loss.
If you want someone that will always follow you everywhere you go, there's got to be something that will do that. I don't know what that would be.
I guess, now that you mentioned it, I suppose that'd be a familiar, wouldn't it?
Exactly. And I think this is an excellent lesson in practicing some boundaries with your friends.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Fine. Chant Ani, what do you need?
Marnie, what do we need?
That's a good question. Like,
do we need
to go on a quest? Healthy boundaries
is it to go on, to go on a quest?
But also,
with me?
I'm kind of codependent, too, so I don't want to have too strong of boundaries.
Yeah, same. For Aggie, what do you want?
Oh, I just want to show you my familiars. I have so many fun familiars that need homes. I would love to just see if you would like to adopt any to take them on your new journey and having boundaries with your friends. And maybe some extra little squiggly things you can keep in your pack.
This was always meant to happen. Now were we supposed to leave 2 weeks ago, for I was always meant to take one of these beautiful animals into mine care, where I shall ensure that not only it helps me with great magical accomplishments, but I keep it safe and protected and warm and loved, and my friends then feel that they have the space that they need to do the things that they need to do, and I can spend time with my new familiar friend instead. And I'm just gonna keep going until somebody cuts
me
off.
What other familiars did you bring today?
Oh, that speech was beautiful.
Thank you.
well, I have a few. I don't know if you're really interested in a few baby oozes. They're not really that functional. They're just kind of like, if you throw them at a wall, they stick.
Sure.
Like those little hands. They just stick.
Yeah,
I have a whole bag of those.
Do you have baby oozes that stick to the wall, but then they like slowly creep down? They kind of almost like flip down. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, no, they don't really do much else. I do have a baby manticore, a little bit violent and aggressive. I thought that he just really enjoyed attacking stuffed animals, but it turns out it was a different behavior that may not have been appropriate. Yeah. But he's fine. He's fine. He's very, I think, lots of potential.
You know, Chunt's mom was a manticore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she still is, but she was.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one might not be as mentally sound, but we will trust that he's fine.
Interesting.
Yeah. A couple of crows. You can see them circling around, stealing food for me.
I do love birds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, those crows do just keep, like, flying over periodically and just dropping some food in front of you.
Yes, charity work, you know, doesn't pay well, so I just get the crows to steal. I mean, borrow things from the local inns
now,
and just drop them off.
Look, I'm not going to just take any animal here. I have to ask a few questions. I have to be inquisitive to make sure I find the right fit for me. I want to know, do these crows have eyes? Do the crows have eyes?
Oh, they have both eyes. Yes, correct, yes.
Great.
That is important. Okay. It's an important question, yes.
Okay.
The oozes don't have eyes.
Okay. The oozes don't have eyes. Okay. No. Good to know. Good to know. I'm writing this down.
No. But they are great for getting into locked chests. So it's everything has its use.
I'm really pushing these oozes. Is it possible for me to take more than one? If I get an ooze, I feel like I still need something else. I feel like the ooze isn't going to.
No, they're kind of passive.
Needs. Yeah, exactly.
Do some adventurers just have so many familiars because they have such specialized abilities? The oozes, if they're just good for getting into chests, it's like, how many things do you have to do all these different tasks?
Oh, I mean, have you met other adventuring parties? They have like 10 different animals. I mean, this is a min-max of adventurers. Okay. You can have different familiars for different things, some to annoy people that you come across, some to unlock chests, some to just be a problem for someone in charge.
Oh, do we get a bulk discount?
Oh, absolutely, yes, yes. Okay. As you can see, I have a cart full of familiars. Obviously, the crows, the oozes, the manticore. That one is shaking a little bit, because a little bit violent. But I do have a couple of other smaller familiars, a few rats.
Okay, I was going to ask, any mammals? How are we doing mammal-wise?
Yeah, I have a few rats. They're very friendly, very kind. Okay. They're also excellent at doing any sort of thieving work.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Rats are good for
thieving.
I have
said many, many thieving things. I am not a thief. I just borrow things.
No. None of us are thieves. We just take the things we need.
Yes, correct.
Okay, look, here's what I think right now. Ani, Chunt, you tell me if you disagree. I think we should each have an ooze. I know the two of you aren't necessarily magic users, but I think it'd be fine if they had their own ooze, right? If they needed to get into something.
Oh, yes. And they're very loyal. They love to hang out with you. Need a potion bottle to put the ooze into because they are acidic and corrosive. Touching them will rub your fingers to the bone. Your finger will fall off.
Okay. And is there a thing of like, you know, I fall asleep and then I wake up in the middle of the night and the ooze is like crawling in my mouth and I'm screaming and it becomes like a whole thing?
That's not impossible, but you live a life of danger.
Yeah, I guess I do.
If I have one in a bottle and I open it, will I hear the secret of the ooze?
You could. You could. Okay. I'm not saying yes or no.
Okay.
I mean, you're a wizard of great power. You might be able to hear the ooze talk to you in your sleep.
Ooh.
Guys, this could be huge. I feel like we have run across, you know, like Aggie was kind of saying, we've run across other parties of like three travelers who are close buds just like us, but they have a whole menagerie of animals who it's like, there's a hawk that's lookout. Mm-hmm. They have a getaway horse. They have, you know, a gecko that draws up plans. Like, they have a whole sort of crew. We could have that.
Okay, here's my proposal. Three oozes. We're going to take one of the crows and two of the rats. How does that sound to you, Ani?
Usador, again, you're just making decisions for all of us. I don't think I
Okay.
What an ooze. Like, first of all, I can't remember the last time I tried to open a chest. I cannot, I'm just sort of like, there's treasure in there. I don't care.
If you had a bottle with an ooze in it, then you could open a chest, though. I mean, you haven't been opening chests because you don't have a way to do it.
Look, I am open to us accumulating some familiars because this whole conversation is making me think, like, do other adventuring parties think that we're losers because it's usually just the three of us?
Like, oh, yeah. I feel like a lot of times on the road, people will pass us and scream loser at us. You don't hear that?
Yeah, and I haven't thought about it until now, but usually most other adventuring parties that we pass, it's like there's just a cloud of animals around them. Like, why don't we have at least a couple?
Well, because I got burned by that gorilla that was really Spintax.
Look, we'll take extra care to make sure none of the familiars are secretly Spintax, but we can't promise. Can't promise.
I promise none of these oozes are any of your rivals. I am running a charity for familiars that have been ill-tempered or abandoned. So just so you know, these familiars are in need of a safe home where they can recover from having a bad time with other wizards.
Oh.
So you need to be nice to them.
We're very nice. What, Chunt?
Hmm?
You don't think we're nice?
No, I think we are nice, but it just feels like... is this going to be exhausting?
A big part of the sales pitch is that they're ill-tempered. I have to say, that gives me pause.
Most familiars are ill-tempered. I mean, ask any wizard. These ones just happen to be a little bit more ill-tempered and needed assistance getting adopted again.
You said ask any wizard?
Any wizard.
Usador, is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Okay, fuck.
Well, how about we do this? Look, I'm curious to hear more about your familiars, but I don't want to be limited by the dinky ones you brought in this cart. You
dinky?
Said you have a... What's that?
Dinky?
Yeah, the dinky, the little ones. I don't want the impulse buy familiars, right? Like the chapstick familiars. Like, I want to see what the real stock is. Like, you said you had a sanctuary nearby. Could we take a break and maybe go to your sanctuary and see what you got?
Oh, absolutely. It's super close. It's 5 gold to enter, if that's fine.
Sure, yeah. We've got
5 gold
tons of
for
gold.
All of us?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay. I did that just makes me feel like I got something, so thank you. This place is great. There's so many weird animals in here.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. There's a bobcat. We got like a lynx. There's a mountain lion. There's a puma, a cougar. There's an ocelot, a cheetah.
There's a guy in a gorilla costume.
Oh, pick me. Pick me.
Don't pay attention to the gorilla costume. No, we have lots of staff here that take great care of the animals. You can see them now just throwing some chum over at that gorilla. So fresh.
Delicious chum.
Excellent. Gorilla chum, my favorite.
How do you feed all these animals? Like, do you just feed some of the animals to the other animals?
No, of course not. A lot of the inns, food goes bad, and then the familiars can get it, you know, at a discount. We have a lot of different deals with the locals. Also, adventurers run across dead bodies all the time, and some of our more exotic animals love to eat cultists and whoever we can find to provide them a varied diet.
So some people just bring dead bodies from the road here.
Well, I mean, yes and no. We pay them.
Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do with the dead body? Cut off its head and throw it in the river? That's just a funeral.
Yeah. Well, what are we going to feed the pseudo dragon or the manticore? They have a specific diet. We don't want them to go hungry.
Sure.
Can I ask what are some of the most troubled familiars you have here?
Yes. Would you like to meet them?
Sure, of course.
We are going to have to go to the caves, if that's fine.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I love caves.
All right, well, they're a bit dark, but watch your step.
Wait a minute. The sign here says cave entry 5 gold.
Oh, you already paid your 5 gold. That's fine.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, good. So there's not like another additional fee to go into the caves.
Oh, no. You're fine.
Okay, all right, good. Let's go on in then.
Oh, but wait a second. There's a sign that says cave exiting 5 gold. Do we have to pay another 5 gold to eventually leave the cave?
Oh, no, that's just in case Sometimes people don't come out. That's a different problem.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry, we'll get you out. You're interested in adoption, which is the most important thing at this sanctuary.
Okay.
Yes. Come down here. It'll be fine.
Hello.
It's a bit echoey. I don't see girls. I start to yell. Girls.
Oh, I see some eyes. Some eyes just opened somewhere.
Oh, there they are. There they are. Yes. It's a unfortunately it is a gaggle of night hags.
Oh.
But they're a little bit cursed. They're like hens, hags, you know, they might have cursed themselves. It's like chicken people, maybe. They're really large hags that are also chickens that live in a cave.
Wow.
They're hideous.
I don't know about taking them on as a familiar.
That one's got its tentacles out. Come here, girls.
Oh, wait, there's a little machine here. Let me put a copper in. Oh, there's some, like, feed here. These are feed them.
Hand flat. Oh, put your hand flat. And do you see? You've summoned the little Baba Yaga's hut. Do you see it? It's coming. Oh, my God, it's huge. Do you see her?
It's just like our tavern.
Oh, yeah, she's very big, but she's trying to get the food. Maybe just throw it.
There. A little bit upsetting, yes.
But a sentient house!
That's very impressive. Yes, I can't deny that.
Usador Chunt, if we're gonna add some familiars to our adventuring party, like, what is the attribute we're looking for? Like, some of these are disturbing and unsettling, but maybe that's a plus? Like, do we want to have, like, a creepy, intimidating familiars, or do we want to have, like, cute, cuddly familiars, or really smart familiars?
I feel like maybe like a floating camel, where it's like people pass us and they're like, whoa! Like, that's what I want to elicit. It's like a whoa!
We do have a nightmare. Do you know what that is?
A horse that only rides at night?
And is on fire.
Oh! Like that.
on-fire demon horse.
Okay.
A very, very ill-behaved familiar next to the hags in the Baba Yaga hut, which are living in the cave. But we can go see the nightmare if you'd like to see that.
Wait, that sounds great.
We're talking about a horse that's on fire that you can barely control.
They do eat the severed hands of thieves, but I think you can find plenty of those.
But it has to be thieves. So we have to find thieve hands?
Yeah, you need to feed them a hand of glory every month, and if you don't, then they'll try and kill you with the obsidian dagger again. But
the obsidian dagger?
They only have to be fed once a month. Hand of glory, no problem. That's fine.
Yeah, they're like a snake.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. I want to be on a flaming horse called a nightmare when I confront Spintax about this whole gorilla bullshit.
How do you sit on a flaming horse?
And how would a horse hold an obsidian dagger?
Only part is on fire.
What part's on fire?
Just the mane and the tail.
Well, the mane is pretty close to the sitting part.
I'll be fine. Ani, you're going to be riding Puddle anyway. It doesn't matter.
Ugh.
All right, let's go see this horse.
All right, throw the rest of the treats at the tags of the house. They're getting rowdy. Okay, goodbye, girls.
Ani, to answer your earlier question, here's what I'm thinking right now. Mm-hmm. We get a trio of oozes. We get a crow. We get a couple of rats. We get a couple of the mid-sized, like, lynxes and pumas that are around here. We kind of fill it out with, like, fun, normal-ish animals, and then we get two absolute killers. We get a nightmare. We get the Baba Yaga. And everybody's like, oh, cool, it's a bunch of, like, rats and dogs and cats and chickens and whatever. Normal animal stuff, then a nightmare and a Baba Yaga, and they're like, what the hell's going on there? It's like, it's really like shock and awe at the end there, at the end of the line.
You do have to take care of them.
No, we would definitely take care of them.
Well, but who, Usador?
What?
Are you responsible enough to take care of all these familiars?
I take care of them every single day if you let me.
The Baba Yaga hut does need a litter box. I'm so sorry. They need a really big litter box.
They need a literal box?
Yeah, like a big box full of litter. Listen, the shit's on that thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I suppose that Puddle could carry a cart that would have a litter box in it. What does the nightmare need? Just the Hand of Glory once a month, or does it need anything else?
Wood? You just toss wood on it to me?
Yeah, how do you keep the fire going?
It does need a constant daily affirmation that it is the most specialist and prettiest horse in the whole entire world. And if you have
It's Arnie.
If you have any other familiars, it does get jealous immediately and tries to kill them.
Oh, really? Wow, that's okay. Too bad.
Yeah. That does remind me, it's been a whole day, and I haven't heard any.
Arnie, you're the tallest and prettiest. You speak the best. You sound the best. You stand the best. You run the best.
Thank you, buddies. Thank you.
And your hair is a slightly different color of brown today. Good job.
Thank you. All right, the clock has started for tomorrow.
I hate that he has a literal hourglass.
It's so annoying.
Usador.
What?
Your plan, here's what I like about your plan.
Yeah.
I like the going big.
Yeah.
I like the flashy familiars. But would it make more sense for us to just get a handful of flashy familiars? Because no one's going to be like, did you see that flaming horse and the upside down camel? Oh, and also they had some chickens and some rats and some.
Whoa, there's an upside down camel? I didn't know that.
Look at this upside down camel.
Wow.
Yeah, that one has a bladder problem. That's why it's upside down.
Ah, that makes sense.
That explains it.
Yeah, so sometimes we are a recovery sanctuary as well for familiars with other problems such as bladder problems.
That's beautiful. That's
fair. I'm no expert, but it just looks like this upside down camel is just peeing all over itself.
It is, but I will say that you can ride the upside down floating camel as a flying mount. It does fly.
Okay.
It's just that he needs constant medication and care for the bladder problem and being upside down. But an excellent familiar and very friendly. No problems there.
Okay.
I guess I could see how if you're riding it upside down, like holding on to its legs would be handles. I could kind of see it.
I feel like that's a very wizardly mount.
Yeah, I could imagine myself astride an upside down camel.
Arnie, get off that camel. Let go of its legs.
I mean, it's kind of, I'm just trying to figure
Arnie,
it out.
We said we could picture it. Please let that guy be.
Sorry. Oh, it's beautiful. Look at him go.
It's so slippery. There's so much pee up here.
Look at him go. It's like a beautiful rain.
Arnie, stop screaming. It's getting in your mouth. Arnie.
So much pee.
Oh, he's peeing. He needs his medication. Get him back down.
Why did I get up here?
Now, Arnie, I hear what you were saying before. You just want the flashy ones. The ones that would be the most impressive. But the thing is, we also need some very practical familiars. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes, I'm not Kidman, this is practical magic.
Aggie, do you have, is there, a pen for the flashy animals? So, like a salamander or,
Yes, yeah, let's go over to the gift shop and I can show you.
Here we go.
So we have quite a few here. We have a few souvenirs, obviously, of some of our more famous familiars here at the stop, which is the upside down bladder peeing camel, the Baba Yaga hut, the manticore. And then you can see here there's a couple of more oozes and jars. And then here you can see our more display familiars that are a little bit more appealing to the eyes, which are the phoenix. The phoenix here. And this phoenix does bite, but it also will repeat things that you say. So it's a give and take.
That's fun.
Ooh, the phoenix is really snuggling up to that wolverine. That's going to make someone jealous, I'm sure.
The phoenix has a strange relationship with the wolverine. They were raised together. Seems they feel safe with them. They're a package deal.
Oh, look, there's a crystal ball with Artie. There's a little image of you getting pissed in the mouth by the camel. Prints are five gold?
Yes. You can take the crystal ball with a print of your ride on the camel home with you for five gold.
Oh yes, here you go.
It's how we make money for the sanctuary.
Sure. I also see a sign here that says 5 coins if you don't buy anything.
That's only really if we don't like you. Or if you have your arm eaten off.
Oh shit. Ooh.
Only by the hags of the Manticore and the Baba Yaga. There's a few things here that, like arms.
Chunt, Usador.
Yep.
Just real quick, remind me. In all 10 years of this podcast,
yes, you're very pretty, you're very good, you're very
tall. Tallest guy, you sit down with perfect grace.
Okay, you're good for another 48 hours. But I'm trying to remember, in the 10 years of this podcast, have we ever stolen anything? Like, by any definition, would we be considered people with thieve hands?
Ooh, good question.
I'm guessing we have.
We're way down. We went through a cave. We're in a gift shop. We're far away from where anyone could hear us.
I don't.
Surrounded by crazy animals, including one that has an insatiable thirst for thieve hands.
Okay. Now look, I can't deny that at some point we've probably taken something we weren't supposed to take.
Well, that's strange. The nightmare seems to be riding up against its enclosure.
Okay, but we're not thieves. We've never declared ourselves thieves. We've never, like, put on a
cloak. I've never seen it this agitated.
Okay, but we've never, like, snuck in somewhere and, like, ooh, we're going to thieve this thing away. Like, we've never done that, I don't think, have we?
Someone's jumped over the fence.
Okay, all right, we gotta get out of here before this thing eats our hands. Look, hey, back off.
Reginald!
Also, Chunt, you clearly just put that ooze in your pocket and weren't going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The nightmare saw this. No, get back, Reginald!
The ooze is burning. The horse is biting. The ooze is burning.
I need to get the staff out of here. The staff are going to be in... Oh, no, the building's on fire.
Chirath Kalal Katah.
We got to get out of this place. It's on fire.
No.
Quick, the only thing that's going to save us from the fire, everybody on the pea camel. Everyone on the upside down pea camel.
Everyone get on the pea camel.
Reginald, no, I told you to. Oh, no.
Yeah, let's get all the animals on the pea camel, quick.
Come here.
At least grab two of everyone.
Come here, little Baba Yagas.
We need two of every creature on the piss camel.
Come here. Come on, Night Hags. Come on.
Come on.
I thought that you all loved us. Spider-Man, the pea camel, come back.
Spider-Man.
Come back.
That's a good name.
Spider-Man,
come
the pea camel. Now I want
back.
The pea camel.
Come back, Spider-Man. You loved us.
Well, Aggie, we made it out. Thank you for showing us your sanctuary. I'm so sorry that we seem to have burned the place to the ground.
I just saw one of my staff members pulling out a bunch of snakes and passing out.
I'm so sorry.
They were Hydra heads. It's fine.
Okay, I'm going to cast like a rain spell to try to get this under control. So I'll just be over here doing that.
That would be nice.
While he does that, do you mind if we answer some emails?
That sounds great. These were all my familiars after all, and I'll just mourn them in my own time.
Oh, sure. Okay, well, here's... listeners can email us the show. You can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern. Here's an email we got recently. Arnie Chunt and Usador. Oh, and this is interesting because this references something, Chunt, that you said at the beginning of the episode.
Huh?
You had mentioned Salad Tomorrow recently. I still remember hearing that phrase so many years ago. I am waiting for this to be on sale. I am actively losing weight, and I would love it to be one of the first t-shirts I've worn in a long time. Don't really know what that means. Please sell the shirt. Thanks, Shrike.
Actively losing weight, so they're running out of patience?
I guess so.
Wait, how is weight spelled? Arnie. I forgot. It's Arnie. Never mind.
Here's the problem. There's waiting and weight. It's spelled a couple different ways in the email. And I'm just going to say...
Also, that's not the phrase.
What?
Salad tomorrow?
Wasn't it salad tomorrow?
The phrase is tomorrow salad.
Oh, you're right. Huh. Okay, well, we should do the right one.
Oh, sorry. But what about horse tomorrow?
I think that's tomorrow
horse. No, tomorrow horse. Am I the only one listening?
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to change my shirt in our merch store to now be Tomorrow Salad. It will be there for a limited time, and it's now on, like, Dashery. The link's in the bio. It's still essentially TeePublic, but we get a better cut of it. So I encourage you to buy Tomorrow Salad today.
Hmm.
Yes, but go to the Dashery page, not the TeePublic page. It's different.
Yeah,
somehow.
We don't know. We get a better cut, I think.
So what's my shirt going to be?
Spider-Man the Piss Camel?
Think about it, Usador.
I fear we'd be shut down very quickly for that, but it is tempting.
While you think about that, let me read one more email. Here's another email. It's pretty short. It just says, "Your voice has so much bass, my butt vibrates on car rides. Keep up the glorious work. Thank you."
Oh, yes, Arnie, your voice has so much bass. You're the bassiest. You have the longest neck, and your arms are so strong.
Was that intended for all three of us?
I'm not sure who it was for, but thank you, Chun, for complimenting me again. You're good for another stakeout.
Wait a minute. Another stakeout? Arnie, who wrote that email?
They didn't say. Okay. I mean, I'm not going to just give out their email address because...
Okay, here's
so many people are going to want to get in touch with this pervert.
Here's what I want to do. Let's assume their name is Pervert. Everyone, mm-hmm. including you, Aggie, if you'd like, let's all give this pervert what they want.
Oh, pervert? There's no bass here. It's just yelling. Just shrill yelling. It's exactly what they don't want.
Pervert, turn up the volume as high as you want. Here we go.
Thank you for the email.
Thank you for the email.
And thank you for the email. I literally couldn't think of anything to say. I was so focused on trying to sound as bassy as possible.
Now look who's talking.
Oh, shit. Guys, I almost forgot the promise we made at the beginning of the episode. We're going to jump on our horses and head straight for Hog's Face. Aggie, I'm so sorry. Thank you so much. Your place
There's
is
no
still
more
on-
horses. There's no more. They've all ran away because my entire sanctuary is on fire.
Yeah, but they're less troubled, and in a way, they've been set free, and we saved many of them. And
wait! Spider Ben's back. Piss Campbell's back. Do you want him?
Not so fast. Maybe we do.
He does seem friendly.
He's got really big eyes, and they're really wet.
All right, we'll take Spider Man the Piss Camel.
Hear me out, Usador. We have a bad habit of getting new horses and immediately forgetting that we have them and losing them because we can't remember their names. It seems like it would be really hard for us to forget Spider-Man the Upside-Down Piss Camel.
Fine.
Please, fine, can we keep him, Usador? Please, fine. Can we keep him?
Yes, we can keep him.
Yes. Who saved who? Am I right? Adoption is forever.
Thank you so much, Aggie. Here's an extra 5 coins.
Hooray! I can eat today.
All right, my codependent friends.
What?
Wait, hold on.
We really got to take care of Aggie.
All right, here's another 5 coins. All right. Usador, Chunt, my codependent friends, let's hop on this upside down piss camel and head to Hog's Face.
Whee!
Huzzah!
We're on our way!
Goodbye, friends!
Goodbye! I can't believe you ordered a tea when you hadn't eaten in a long time!
It's fine! I have no boundaries!
As if I even need to say it, Spider-Man the Upside-Down Piss Camel was never heard from again. Well, now there's a Tomorrow Salad t-shirt available in the merch store for a limited time. I suppose you get the t-shirts you deserve. Link to the Dashery store in the show notes. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Aggie Thistlefield was played by special guest Holly Conrad. Check out Holly's Twitch channel, where she streams Mental Health Mondays at twitch.tv/birdholly. Also, her website, hollyconrad.com, her online store, We Crowing Hens, and her art. The Gorilla Familiar was played by Charlie McCracken. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent bonus episode, where Arnie, Chunt, and Usador answer questions from patrons. Remember when I invented that format? Anyway, here's the diminishing returns clip.
Arnie, I feel like almost daily you do proclaim that women be shopping. What is Billsby going crazy?
I do say that exactly. Billsby going crazy? Huh. You know, we keep getting word back from my world that things are getting more and more expensive.
That's a good thing, right?
No, well, I mean, I'm no economist, but I imagine it's a painful thing for people if they're used to paying one price for something and they have to pay more for it.
Well, I'm sure employers everywhere will raise wages accordingly.
Arnie, is your friend Abdul looking for you, do you think?
Who?
Adal?
Oh, Adal. Yeah, I have a friend back on Earth named Adal.
Oh, you're saying it wrong.
I'm sure he's tirelessly looking for me. And probably, like, that guy, he won't quit. I'm sure he remembers me and is spending a lot of time looking for me. Now, my friend
time.
Matt Young, he's probably dead.
Sure. You can't live long with a name like that.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Marissa Ewing. Welcome to the team, Marissa. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.